雅思口语新周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你身边具有领导力的一个朋友相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a friend who's a good leader。 你身边有没有这样的一个人呢？一个朋友，他很有领导力。开门见山，三个思路。首先交代基本信息，这个人是我身边的好朋友，他的名字叫 Jason， 然后呢，人非常的和善，个子很高，基本信息带入。其次强调他身上的能力，他这个人是非常具有能力的，尤其是他对于公司的管理和生活的管理，他的时间管理能力特别强，可以很好的处理生活，处理工作，从来不会迟到。 Being late 这件事儿在他的世界里面是从来没有的，把他绝对性的优势和内容带进来。第三，强调出来对我个人的影响。其实他虽然是我的好朋友，但是我把他视为我的一个偶像，也就是说强调出来这个人呢，我觉得很崇拜他，想向他去学习。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。首先交代基本信息，他叫 Jason， 我的好朋友，认识十多年，个子很高，挺精神的一个人。其次强调出来呢，他身上的优点，公司做得很棒，然后呢还能够很具有领导力，无论在生活工作学习当中都是很有领导力的一个人。第三，结尾强调对我的影响，我在他身上学到很多，对我个人的一个积极影响，是封他为偶像。这样来看，三者贯穿回答，结尾还有引导比较好说。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, mention about the topic, the friend who can be a good leader is from my real life. His name's Jason, and now he's one of my best friends. Normally, we have a lot of time to do something that we like, ranging from sports to movie, from personal life to regular work.And actually, we have a lot in common in life. He looks rather tall, very strong, and a bit taller than me. Certainly, he has good temper. I mean, that's really important between the friends. I find that he's a natural leader. I mean it. He's a leadership kind of like he's born with. I mean it, not kidding. Not only in working field, but also in real life. For example, when we are trying to take part in certain activities, he does the arrangement.He's like the number one of us. I think that my friend recommended him to me on the birthday party. Till now, it's been a while, it's been a long time, more than 10 years. By the way, he who's in charge of an international company has a great career. For me, I think that's very, very great. You know, I've learned a lot from him, such as the time arrangement. You know, time arrangement is the point that I've learned from him. He's doing very well in this part.Being late is impossible to him. I mean, in his world, being late is impossible. Above all, his attitude to life, his attitude to work can be very important to me. For my part, I think I admire him. Not admire, but I idolized him. So that's it.
那在结尾呢 ,Jason 做了一个个人类的引导。强调出来呢，我把他封作为我的偶像。I idolized him. 强调出来呢，我非常非常崇拜他。考官接下来就会问了，那你觉得崇拜一个人都会根据什么样的原因崇拜呢？他的身上有哪些点是你可以学习的，形成更多话题的比对和引导。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，我们有很多共通之处。
We have a lot in common.
第二个强调呢，他的个子非常高，比我还要高，而且脾气很好。
He looks rather tall, very strong, and a bit taller than me. He has good temper.
第三强调出来呢，他是我们当中最厉害的，最牛的人。
He's the number one.
最后一个强调一下，我对他非常崇拜，我把他封作为我的一个偶像。
For my part, I idolized him.
这样来看，把一些小的鞋带进来，让文章加有说服力。好，那今天的一期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这样一期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。